What a game, Martin. I think they were level on 9 different occasions before you finally nailed it right at the end there, an incredible finish.
Oh, listen, it probably took a life on its own, you know. It was very attritional there. Wasn't much quality, but we don't really care. You know, it's fantastic with the club fitting and we're striving for success for so long. You know, after probably 50 years, didn't really matter what way we performed today as long as we got the result. And listen, winning by a point, sweet, you know, but obviously... I thought it was two teams maybe not wanting to lose a final. You know, there's a lot of an emotion and it took us a while to get into the game. But in fairness, they showed great character to hold out, you know, because there was a few times in that game that I thought it was gone, you know. There was a free kick in normal time and a free kick in the end of injury time. So the boys dug in and it's just absolutely fantastic seeing them lifting the cup.
It was a bit nervy and cagey, you know, for 50 minutes or so. It opened out a bit in the last 10 minutes of normal time, you know, yeah. And you know, a bit of excitement and, you know, for both sets of supporters, I suppose.
Okay, listen, it was tense, it was nervy, a bit like the semi-final at Ahaloo. I thought we dug in more against Ahaloo. We went 6 points down and then clawed it back to 3. We're at least at half-time, you know, we were in the game, it was level. We were, you know, holding our corner, we weren't playing with any real quality, but in saying that, we never let them away, you know. And I think the team that would have maybe got a point, 2-3 points up there would have struggled to win that game. So credit, massive credit to the lads for digging in. You know, there's some massive performances out there too. And some days, hey, you want to win by 10, 15, but some days, you know, Drumra's a very, very good team managed by Colin Bradley. You know, well-structured, well-organised, runners off the shoulder. So we're just delighted to win the match for us.
Extra time, Drumra had a lot of wise. Now, the pressure from your defence had a lot to do with that as well. But whenever you got the ball to McCarney, he's the man with the head and the boots. He knows how to engineer a score and how to execute a score.
Oh, we're absolutely delighted that Aaron came back from Australia, you know, and he's been away 3 or 4 years there, and he just committed because he thought there was something happening and now he's home for good. But experience, quality, like, he's been top scorer in Division 3 for years, Aaron McCarney, brings something different. That wee bit of experience and cuteness to win a free or to kick a good score, we're glad to have him. But as I say, Drumrahan didn't miss a lot, but there were probably tired shots, you know. You don't have the same level of energy when you go into injury time. A lot of people cramping, but all our defenders now to a man stood up well, you know, put pressure on them. And, you know, hey, you have to give credit. It was probably a defender's game out there today.
A whole lot of prizes came today. You got promotion. You got the Pat Darcy Trophy. Now you've got an adventure in Ulster coming up in a couple of weeks' time, and you know that's a new thing, and it's going to capture the imagination around Fintan as well.
Oh, it is, and it's something to look forward to. You know, even with my home club Derrygalley, you know, I've been in Ulster a couple of times, and it can be a chastening experience, or else you can go out and really enjoy it and really, really do well. We'll be looking to push on the competition. You know, Tyrone clubs have a good track record. So we want to keep that up. You know, Stuart's thing got the All-Ireland final last year, so we want to be pushing on, and hopefully the freedom of Ulster. But as well in these lads, you know, there's a lot more to come from this group of boys.
This will be different. Clan Aaron, you know nothing about them. They know nothing about you. It makes for more of an open game, and two teams that are playing a contrasting style of football.
Hopefully. Listen, one thing the boys will enjoy tonight, probably get back out in training pitch Wednesday, and we'll look forward. We'll have them watched, and they'll be watching us. I'm sure if they looked in, there's probably nothing to fear from us today, you know. So we're going in with a couple of free hits and you know, as I say, we'll just look forward. Also, there's a special competition to go and compete against other counties in the province.
And you're not going into Ulster just to represent the county. You'll be going in with a genuine belief that you can do something in it.
Of course, every game we want to win, you know, make no bones about it. We don't want to come second. You know, we lost one game in the league by a point, and you know, we were near distraught. We've 19 games played this year, and the only game we lost by a point. So there's a good standard here, and we want to improve, and definitely we'll be going to rattle Ulster.